Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This is the Big K Morning Show, just a week away from that big Wednesday before the holiday weekend. Families will be gathering, friends, ex-friends, ex-family members. Divisive election has created some divisiveness among family and friends. So we reached out and wanted to welcome Sean, Dr. Sean Pastuch, who is the founder of Active Life. Good morning, Sean. How are you?
I'm great, Larry. Thank you for having me on this morning.
So tell us about your organization. Since you're the founder, what motivated you to found Active Life?
Well, so we bridge the gap between where fitness ends and healthcare begins for the person who feels like they don't belong in a gym because the gym doesn't understand them and they're not inspired to go to a doctor's office and take a shot, a pill, or a surgery. Most of the world tells people that they have to restrict the way that they live. We help people live a more free life without compromise.
And what a great way for people to discharge some of the anxieties they have, some of the concerns, is to get physical a little bit, right?
They certainly can. For some people, that looks like a really hard workout. For some people, it looks like a walk. It's different for everybody.
All right, let's talk about some, maybe these would be bullet points or give people some tools who have had divisive conversations as they get together with family members and friends next weekend to just kind of take down the temperature.
Yeah, so it's a really interesting time of year this year, especially given the election that we just went through, where people are so divided on who they voted for, and emotionally so. It wasn't necessarily a policy-driven election. People were making decisions based on emotions in a lot of different places. And one of the reasons that this is such an important topic to me is because people are dealing with aches and pains that they wake up with every single day that they don't realize is made worse by the stress that they're going to go through during the holidays. And I want to help people deal with that. So one of the things that I would love for people to be able to do, we'll do some bullet points here. One, have a space in the house wherever you're going that is safe for conversation that's high conflict. I love high conflict conversation. Conflict doesn't mean argument. It means disagreement and learning. But some people don't like that conversation. So if there can be a designated place in the house where that conversation is had, then the family members who want to talk about that stuff can go and do it over there, and nobody else has to be bothered by it. So that's something that we do in my family to protect everybody from the people in my family who enjoy arguing. We love each other, but we love to argue. Some people don't like that.
I got you. All right. So find that place.
A second thing I recommend to people, regardless of where they are on the conflict scale, the stress scale, is to skew curious. Instead of trying to convince people that you're right about something, whatever it is, be as curious as you possibly can be to try and understand them and where they come from. Then you have nothing at stake. There is no arguing against your beliefs. There is no trying to convince you that you are wrong. You're there to learn about somebody else. And that is fairly stress-free.
And I would imagine people in some cases are just saying, how about don't bring it up at all at Thanksgiving?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I respect those people, and that's why I suggest the space in the house, because how often does that actually happen?
Well, there's always right? You know, there's always one.
There's always one. Listen, you're crazy Aunt Gary, or you're crazy Aunt Mary, whoever it is. The point is, though, what I'm describing is people want to have that conversation in your family. People want to have it. It might be you, the person listening right now. And so the key to me is for everybody else to understand that it's stressful for that person to not have these conversations with the people who they love. And so if there's a space in the house where those conversations can be had, where you can either be in or not, great. But I think that we should be able to have real conversation with the people we love.
All right. So if you're running the show, if it's your house and you've invited the people mm-hmm. and the guests, should you kind of announce that? Hey, you guys want to talk about politics or religion? Here's where you need to go, because the rest of us, we're just going to chill. Is that fair?
Yeah, I think that's very fair. If I was running Thanksgiving, I would absolutely have a space in my house because I know I like talking about it. My uncles like talking about it. My wife hates it. My mother doesn't mind it. She'll come in and pop out. But I would definitely say, listen, the table in the back corner of the house, that's where you guys to go hang out and debate anything you want to debate, from money to sports to politics to religion. It's up to you. Go for it.
Yeah, my mom didn't like conflict. So with four boys and then our sister Nancy, yeah, she would just go wash dishes, sometimes real slow, to just get out of the den. So find that space. And how do we find you, Sean?
People who are looking for me, I see at the bottom of your screen, you have Instagram and Facebook. They can find me at Dr. Sean Pastuch on Instagram.
We appreciate you taking time for us today here in Pittsburgh. Have a great holiday and enjoy your kind conflict at your house.
Yeah, I will. Thank you, Larry. Enjoy your holiday too.
Thank you. Dr. Sean Pastuch, and you can Active Life. He founded this. If you want to be, you know, what I appreciate from Sean, Aaron, is the fact that not everybody can exercise and do the things that may be considered standard. You know, LA Fitness and all these places have tons of members. People go all the time, but maybe there's some way that you can do what you need to do that kind of suits your lifestyle and needs.
Yeah, I agree. It reminds me of a recent conversation I had with my brother, where I said, you know, Caleb, these hours are early. I'm trying to figure out how to fit fitness in. And currently, you know, or at the beginning, weightlifting was just too exhausting for me. And my brother said, just walk for now.
Just walk. I've been told to take a hike many times. Hey, I thought we'd have some fun for a minute with this new walk of fame that they're going to do in the Strip District. Who would be the first on your list?
Yes.
866-391-1020. 866-391-1020. And I mean, what comes to your mind first? Aaron, you said August Wilson. And I kept thinking the Chief, Art Rooney, the founder of the Steelers. But there are many, many names, obviously. And they're going to start with 10, I guess, for the first year. So 866-391-1020. Who would you want on the Walk of Fame in Pittsburgh? This, the Walk of Fame they're going to create, the mastermind, the brainchild of Nancy Polinsky Johnson, married to David Johnson, WPXI anchor man, in the new Strip District right there at the Terminal Building in Pittsburgh's one of the great spots right now. And we just thought, Aaron, it'd be fun to hear who top of mind comes to mind and people want on the walk. Keith, you're on the Big K Morning Show. Who you got?
Hi, Mr. Richard. How are you today?
Outstanding. What name comes to mind? First person you thought of?
John Stanwyck.
You mean the John Stanwyck that Stanwyck Street is named after?
That's the one, and also Henri Bouquet.
Well, wait a minute. What did John Stanwyck do?
Well, he was the commander of the British forces that captured Fort Duquesne. That led to the creation of Fort Pitt and then Pittsburgh.
Look at you, you historical guy. That's good stuff. All right, thanks, Keith.
Okay, thank you.
All right, let's go to Janet. What's the name?
Hey, good morning. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning.
I was thinking of Rachel Carson and obviously Fred Rogers, who already has a statue, but I know that's two, but I couldn't decide which one I would rather choose.
Well, I mean, Rachel Carson has a bridge and a whole trail. But we could still include her name. For those that don't know, who is Rachel Carson? Why does it matter to you?
She was pretty much the founder of the EPA. Her thoughts for biology and keeping the environment, discussing chemicals and, you know, making us aware of things. And I really think now more than ever, not to get political, I think it's important for us to realize that that's an important part of our lives.
All right, Janet, thank you. Let's go to Laura. Laura, you're on the Big K Morning Show. What name
Good
came
morning,
top
Larry.
Of mind? What came first thing?
Easy. H.J. Hines. Without him, we'd be eating Hunt's ketchup.
Well,
just saying. That's a scary thought.
Yes, well, he right across the river there And by the way, the walk is going to be 5 blocks in front of that terminal building in the Strip District. And just down a few blocks is the Heinz History Center. So that's an influential name.
All right. And it's perfect.
All right, Laura, thank you.
You have a good day.
You too. All right, Bruce, what do you got?
Well, I think one of the top 10, one of them should be Roberto Clemente.
Oh, no doubt. Roberto Clemente.
Yep.
He still, 50-plus years after his passing, tragically, he still has an impact in this city and around, really, the country of Puerto Rico. And, yeah, I think that's a no-brainer.
Yep. Okay.
Although I'm not accusing you of having no brain.
No, that's quite all right. I just got off work. But, yeah, I think he would definitely be one of the top 10.
All right. Appreciate you. Tara, where are you from?
I'm from Churchill.
All right. What do you got?
I got to say Dr. Thomas Starzl, the transplant pioneer.
We got it. We got a good mix here.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
So we got John Stanwicks, Rachel Carson, H.J. Hines, Roberto Clemente, Dr. Thomas Starzl. I think we're good. That's a good start. All right. Thank you, Tara.
Sure.
All right, Mike, we're going to give you the last name here this half hour. We'll do it again next hour, too.
How about Jonas Salk?
Oh, yeah, that's another one. Jonas Salk came up.
Changed the world.
Polio vaccine. Absolutely. That's a winner. Where are you from, Mike?
Murraysville.
Where are you having Thanksgiving dinner?
Right in the kitchen.
Are you guys hosting?
Yes.
How many people you have coming?
Well, we have 5 grandbabies this year. From 4 years ago, we had none, so it'll be a big year.
Oh, wow. Well, congratulations.
Thanks.
Hopefully our Uncle Tony doesn't do anything silly.
I'm Uncle Tony.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, bye.
All right, there you go. So we'll check in next half hour and top of the hour, too. Big show. If you just got up, welcome to Wednesday. Got some things happening, including a snow forecast here over the next couple of days and a big change in the weather, although it's still very mild now, and we'll go to 67. And every other week at this time, we check in with Carlos T. Carter, who heads the Urban League of Greater Pittsburgh. Carlos, good morning. How are you?
Not bad, not bad. I was at the county council meeting last night. I lasted 2 hours, but I wasn't able to stay longer. There were a lot of speakers, but I'm good.
Oh, my gosh. You know what? I heard it lasted. Yeah, really. It was a marathon.
Yeah, I said Jesus will be back by the time they get to all these folks. So, so I love Jesus, but I couldn't wait for the second coming. So,
That's a great line, Carlos.
I think I left about 60 at 60, and we spoke, but our person didn't speak. He was 115, and so, yeah. But very inspiring stories. I mean, very powerful testimony. It wasn't boring at all. It wasn't like it was still a boring sermon. It was people that are about the work, that are about Pittsburgh, that are about our families, our youth and children. And so it was very inspiring for me.
All right, let's talk about Thanksgiving, because this is an important time of the year for the Urban League, because you have a couple of really important opportunities this week.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the main thing, well, I'll get to that in a minute, but the main thing for my call, I had shifted, I'm sorry for any confusion, to really talk about, you know, the importance of passing this budget for the county, you know, what's at stake, you know, what happens if it's not proposed and how people can be involved. But I would like to cover that first. So basically, you know, the county has not had a tax mill increase since 2011. So that's roughly 14 years. And there's a lot of misinformation going around saying if the executive increases this, There's like a 46% increase in taxes, and that is not true. The average cost of taxes is about $15 per month or $180 a year for if you have a house that's valued a little over $100,000. And so this is really critical because our county has a structural deficit that's been plugged by COVID funds. And so we need to fix that. And so, you know, if we don't pass this budget and we cut back significantly, you know, the initial deficit in funding is $27 million, but that's moves to $137 million because for every dollar that the county invests, we get $4 from the state. So it'd be $137 million impact, which can impact 25,000 jobs. And, you know, just the Urban League, our budget, when the county portion is $1 million, we serve over 1,000 families, helping people with job support, diapers, and things like that. So it's very serious. And so just want to ask people to go to our council people to ask them to support this. It's so important. And there are actually, if you reach out to Sarah Amarato's office, there are tools that you can calculate and see the impact on your budget. But we must invest in our community, right? And if people are concerned about crime and things like that downtown, look out if we don't fund this budget. And not trying to use scare tactics, but prevention is so important. And so it prevents homelessness, all these services. Don't want to go on them, but it's so, so important that people get involved. And yes, I'm about being fiscally sound, and this is part of being fiscally sound. We cannot continue a structural deficit. Everything else has gone up. We can't afford to fund the county at the same level as before. So we need people to get out. You know, and again, contact your council people. I believe on December 3rd, there's opportunities to testify about this. But I can't stress how important this is. So sorry, Larry, that I want you to feel railroaded. Well, but
clearly you're passionate about it, and you were there last night. So we're talking to Carlos T. Carter, who heads the Urban League of Greater Pittsburgh. Now let's talk about Thanksgiving and the distribution that you've got going on, and also a human service fair.
Yes, so this is, I think, maybe like our 17th year. It's a great thing. We feed about 1,000 families. But not, and so we basically we provide like gift cards for turkeys. We provide a box of vegetables. We always joke and call them ugly vegetables, but a box of vegetables and other goods for Thanksgiving. But more importantly, it's a resource fair. So people need free eyeglasses. They need dental care. If people need access to job training, vaccines. So it's a full service. We do this in partnership with Pitt. And other partners, John Eagle and other folks as well. So it's a great thing. It's one of my favorite things of the year. And, you know, and it's not just Allegheny County. It's people come in from sometimes Greene County, Westmoreland. Sometimes people are bused in, but it's a great way for family members to come in and get, you know, what they need for Thanksgiving, but also to because at the Urban League, we like to deal with the whole family, right, to be holistic support. And so I love it. It gets a lot of media attention as well. I'm not sure if we should have had the link on our website, but I didn't see it, unfortunately. But people can call our office at 412-227-4802. Again, 412-227-4802. And it's from 12 p.m. to 4:30 this Saturday at the David Lawrence Convention Center. But people have to, I think, be registered. I know there's a period where people can just walk in, but if they reach out to the office, that would be great. So,
all right. And once again, ulpgh.org. Also, if you want to check out the link. Carlos T. Carter, have a great Thanksgiving and appreciate you being on today and your passion.
Oh, my pleasure. You too, Larry. God bless you.
All right, coming up, 866-391-1020, the Walk of Fame in the Strip District coming next year. Who do you want on the list? So far, we got John Stanwix, Rachel Carson, August Wilson, H.J. Hines, Roberto Clemente, Dr. Thomas Starzl, Dr. Jonas Salt, Fred Rogers, Art Rooney, the Chief. Who do you want? 866-391-1020. Big K Morning Show in our next hour. Christine Sorensen, KDK TV anchorwoman, will be in studio. And also today, a really important day for us, day three of our Odyssey radio station group here in Pittsburgh. That's five stations overall. It's Hall to Pitt. We are, along with Pitt Athletics, Saloni's Italian Bread, at Market District in Settlers Ridge, starting at 2 today. Paul Alexander will be broadcasting live for Colin 2 to 6. And you can go out, if you're in the vicinity, help us raise foodstuffs for the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. And we appreciate you contributing, as you always do. All right, Flo. Where are you from, Flo?
Hi, Larry. I'm Flo from Monroeville, and I wanted to put someone on that list.
The Walk of Fame, they're going to start in the Strip District. Yeah, they're going to have 10 names for the inaugural year, which will be next year. They'll do that in the fall, but starting January, they're going to take nominations. So what name would you select?
Dr. Cyril Wecht.
Dr. Cyril Wecht. All right, we got three doctors already. Certainly he had a huge influence here. All right.
I used to work for him.
Did you? He was...
Yes, 38 years.
38 years? He was brilliant.
Yes. Yes.
Did he talk like that to you with all those words that nobody knew what they were, but you knew they meant something?
Yes. All right. Very, very nice gentleman. He was a very nice boss to me.
Who recently passed, so Dr. Cyril Wecht. All right, now I'm going to ask you another question since I got you on the phone. If you had to name somebody who's still living, who comes to mind first for the Walk of Fame? Somebody's still with us.
Oh my goodness.
I say Jerome Bettis.
All right.
My daughter says Jerome Bettis.
All right, I got you. I'm writing these down. Thank you, Flo.
Thank you, Larry. Take care. Tell my friend Morty I said hi.
All right, I will. Somebody's calling you now to hear you on the radio. All right, Judy, you're on the Big K Morning Show. Who's your Walk of Fame name?
Sophie Maslow.
Oh, Sophie. I loved Sophie.
Everybody did. First woman mayor, you know, something to be said about that.
One of the coolest things, and she was very smart, hardworking, hard-nosed, got a lot done in the city. But also, and by the way, she had the vision to put a baseball-only stadium on the North Shore. I think that worked out, right, when people laughed at her at the time.
Yeah, she had a lot of good ideas, and, you know, she just knew how to get it done.
I love, though, when the Penguins won their first Stanley Cup and they gathered at Three Rivers Stadium, and she spoke, and she coined that Mike Lang phrase, scratch my back with a hacksaw. Scratch my back with a hacksaw. And then she said Bruce Bedspring was playing at Civic Arena.
Oh, wow. You're bringing all the memories back.
All right. Before you go now, I need a name of somebody who's still with us for the Walk of Fame.
Ooh. Let me see. Man, I'm scratching my head here. Nothing comes.
All right.
Nothing comes up.
That's okay.
Sorry.
All right. Thank you. Yeah, it's kind of fun. And I think it'll be a really good thing. Again, five blocks in front of the new terminal in the Strip District is where the Walk of Fame will be.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.